Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good afternoon. We're back at the State Emergency Operations Center here in Tallahassee, providing an update on Hurricane Helene. It is a hurricane now, and it is getting ready to rev on through the Gulf of Mexico. It's just now getting past the Yucatan Peninsula and Cuba.
This was the afternoon briefing yesterday with the governor in Tallahassee talking about what was likely to be coming, including, you know, storm surge all along the western portion of the state of Florida and the Big Bend area. To our east, Apalachicola and east is where we're expecting the effects.
This could, as I mentioned, be a major hurricane. It could hit as a major hurricane. Some models even have it as a Category 4, but I think a lot of people are expecting at least a Category 3. It is a fast-moving storm. It's projected to leave up to 12 inches of rainfall, and the storm surge could reach 10 to 15 feet in some areas, which is, of course, very, very significant. So while we are hoping that maybe it comes in under that, we're preparing for it to reach those levels.
Now, what we're expecting here is actually now been downgraded to no rain at all. We are in the 0 to 2 inches range, so it's possible we might get some sprinkles here, but we're not expecting to get rain here. There is a wind advisory for later on today, starts at noon, for the possibility of tropical storm force winds, which is why the school's all closed, but, you know, which is understandable, you know. I know a lot of you are like, why? Well, because, you know, they've got to put the safety of the kids first. In the buses, on the bridges, you know, is the basic concern. Can you safely get kids to and from school? But I said it last hour, I'll say it again. I also think that a lot of the decisions that were made yesterday, you know, because Escambia was open, Santa Rosa was open at 1. They put out announcements. And then at 4, they were both closed. And then, you know, the city of Pensacola was open, and then at 10 o'clock, they decided to close. And Escambia County, said that they are going to not operate. And Santa Rosa is still open, so I'm not kind of sure about how all this is shaking out. But the last time I talked to Brad Baker, you know, they were open, so we'll see. Oh, sorry, Escambia remains open. My mistake. Escambia remains open. As soon as I was saying that, I thought I had that wrong. Fort Pickens is closed until further notice. The Santa Rosa Commission meeting is supposed to be happening this morning. The rezoning meeting tonight is TBD. When I talked to Don Crayer, the city council administrator, yesterday evening, he said that the city council meeting was a TBD. They were going to decide at 9:30 this morning. But then at 10 o'clock, they made the announcement that all city offices are going to be closed. So I am inferring from that that the city council meeting tonight will not be happening. NES Pensacola is closed to the public all day today. Everybody's expected to reopen tomorrow. And I know a lot of people are like, well, if there's downed tree limbs from the wind, or if there's, you know, weird rain and things like, you know, that, wouldn't it be more tomorrow that we'd have the hazard? No. The wind is really the issue. Like, even something as silly as, and not silly, but like me personally, my house, we didn't put up shutters because I figured, well, we're not going to get rain. Therefore, we're not going to get sogged out roots for trees. So they're not going to be falling over. We don't have to be as concerned. We're not likely to get tropical storm force winds. Our percentages went down yesterday after the storm moved a little bit to the east. It was at 20% to 30%, and then it kind of went down a little bit past there. So, you know, for me, I'm not worried about all those things, but it was really the wind during the day today. And remember, last night they were thinking it was going to come at about 8:30 this morning, like it was going to start pretty early. Well, now it's more like noon, but that would still affect kids going home in the afternoon. And so all of these decisions got made, and I do think that probably if you could have waited until this morning, nothing would be closed. But you can't wait till this morning. You can't start running buses at 6. You know, you can't be like on the hotline, okay, go with the buses now. You know, there's all these logistical challenges. And so I certainly, you know, I'm always very, I don't know, deferential to particularly the school districts because, look, it's very easy to say, well, they should keep stuff open. It's a massive consequence. Okay. But what if they're wrong? And, you know, you remember, and not to make a direct line comparison here, but you may remember there's a company that was building a bridge here in Pensacola. And even though the storm looked like it wasn't going to come here, and because it didn't look like the storm was going to be coming here, they didn't move their barges. And then the storm came here and wiped out a bridge, and everybody hates Skanska because of that decision, right? Okay. So, same kind of thing. You know, if you're a school district and you decide not to close school, and then one bad windstorm rips an awning off during, you know, bus pickup and kills 8 kids, you know, things that can happen. You want to be that school administrator? You want to be the, you know, the superintendent that didn't cancel school? All right. So it is a fear-based thing, but it's a reasonable fear-based thing. It's an understandable. And I also think there's a little bit of a, all right, hold the line. Hold, hold. Oh, no, one canceled. We're all canceling. You know, so it just, human psychology plays a part in this as well. Come back to this with the, there were actually some sort of interesting notes from DeSantis yesterday. I'll tell you about that in just a second. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. Traffic's actually flowing smoothly on I-10, I-110. Kind of light traffic this morning, but I'll keep you updated all morning long. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. By the way, another note, Santa Rosa, as far as I know, is all open. Escambia is open unless we get another notice, and I don't think we will. Pensacola late closed at 10 o'clock. Milton is open, by the way, in case you were wondering. So 437-1620. So there are, storm surge effects are definitely what they're preparing for.
This could, as I mentioned, be a major hurricane. It could hit as a major hurricane. Some models even have it as a Category 4, but I think a lot of people are expecting at least a Category 3. It is a fast-moving storm. It's projected to leave up to 12 inches of rainfall, and the storm surge reached 10 to 15 feet in some areas, which is, of course, very, very significant. So while we are hoping that maybe it comes in under that, we're preparing for it to reach those levels.
Again, primarily east of Apalachicola. I mean, there's going to be some stuff, Panama City, that vicinity, but our area is not expecting much. Although our area, like, for example, NES Whiting Field and Hurlburt are at essential personnel only. I didn't see Eglin make that announcement personally, but it may be. NES Pensacola was a check-in with us, as far as I can tell. I didn't see them make the essential personnel only announcement, but I'm sure those of you who work on the base, you've had to check in with your superiors to make sure that you know what's going on. It is closed to the public, by the way, today, NES Pensacola. No visiting the museum or the lighthouse or anything like that. So when the kids are home and you can't go to cool stuff, which is sometimes the way all of this works. I mentioned there were, I thought, some kind of mildly funny moments in the EOC meeting yesterday in Tallahassee with the governor. This was one that made me chuckle a little bit. I don't know. I just have a weird sense of humor. He was talking about how there's wind and rain coming and, you know, Tallahassee, where he lives.
If you are leaving your house or if you're staying at your house, either way, don't leave loose items outside your house. So you have 120 mile an hour winds. That is going to make a big, big difference. So the rule of thumb is if you can pick it up, put it up. Bring it inside. We've brought a lot of stuff inside at our place here in Tallahassee, baseball gloves, bats, all these other things. Get it inside the house. It will go flying around if you are in the path of this storm.
So, like, if you're evacuating, don't leave projectiles laying around in on the lawn. A little bit less, a little bit more vulgar version of that would be, hey, pick up your... Which is good advice, you know? That's good advice. Also, he did make a kind of a note about newer construction and how things are built better now, but that really the issue isn't always the home itself. The issue is what's around it.
I've mentioned many times how the newer construction does very well in these storms because it's built to specification. Honestly, here in Tallahassee, some of these older homes were built really well too, if you look at them, but there's trees everywhere. So it's one thing to be able to withstand wind hitting the house. It's a much different thing if you're going to try to withstand a massive tree falling on your house. So just have a sense of where that is and just know we could be having here in Tallahassee, you could have 120, 125 mile an hour winds that are coming through this area. And that is really significant, particularly in an area that is heavily tree lined as this place is.
Yeah, I mean, the home's going to be strong, but the trees, man, the trees, you know, that can definitely be the problem. Also, kind of an interesting note that came out of Governor DeSantis yesterday that I hadn't really been expecting, but apparently we have visitors in town.
We are here. We are going to have this operation center running, even though the storm is expected to hit here. Kevin is going to have some other folks in Escambia just in case. But the main event is going to be here. If you need to use those folks in Escambia tomorrow, they'll be there. Then as soon as the storm passes, those folks will be back here.
So we have visitors in town, apparently, at the EOC here in Escambia County. And then this was, even he was laughing at this. This is kind of amazing. Apparently Tallahassee's never had a direct hit, which I thought Michael came pretty close, but maybe I'm misremembering it. In any case, I'd let the governor make the comment.
This building has never really been tested.
This is the EOC in Tallahassee. Okay, the Emergency Operations Center in Tallahassee. He's talking about where they always do the press conferences from, unless he's deployed somewhere else, right?
This building has never really been tested in terms of how it would handle a major hurricane. The walls apparently were built to Category 5 specifications, but back in 96, they didn't have enough money to make the roof Category 5 specification. So apparently the roof, they think, can handle 128, 129 mile an hour wind. So it should be fine, but we'll see, right? So we've made precautions just in case something happens to be able to continue the continuity without any major interruptions.
What? All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to build the walls to a Category 5. Including the windows. But the roof, Category 3. Excuse me, sir. That doesn't seem like a great place. Money, man, money. Wow, that's not. Wow. So, nothing like having the Emergency Operations Center built to budget. But can I get the LX version? You know? This one, do we have to have the power windows and locks? You know, do we have to? 622 here on News Radio 92.3. I heard that about fell over. I thought, okay. So because of budgetary constraints, we thought, well, I mean, hey, if the walls are good, all's good, right? Okay, John, you're just a person.
Right, I'm just a person.
You're just a person, right, who makes decisions based on the information that you have. There is anything from a Category 2 to a Category 4 hurricane about to hit the coast south of Tallahassee, okay, and then move quickly onto dry land and then across Georgia, which probably will diminish to a Category 1, 2, or maybe 3 hurricane at that time based on wind speed. The EOC in Tallahassee is built to handle Category 3. You staying in that building or not staying in that building?
Nope.
No, me neither.
I'm headed to Escambia.
That's right. So tell me about this remote team in Pensacola. What is the directions there? You take I-10 down and you take US 29 south and you turn right on W Street. That's it, right? Okay, that's where you go. Yeah, that's where we're going. 623 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, befuddled. I'm Andrew McKay.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Cat Country, 98.7 congratulates the recent winners in the 2024 Pensacola News Journal Community Choice Awards. Here is one of the recent winners who can say they are the best of the Bay.
The Butcher Shop has been voted Best of the Bay, Best Meat Market for 9 years running. The Butcher Shop says thanks to everyone who voted, as well as their loyal customers and hardworking staff, offering the finest world-class meats and customer service. Open daily, 8 till 6. The Butcher Shop, 2405 Langley Avenue, Pensacola.
Congratulations to all the Best of the Bay winners.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out this morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
If you had access to a car like this, would you take it back right away? Neither would I.
Good morning, 626 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good to have you with us on an unexpectedly child-ridden? I don't know what's the word I want, because child-free is when you know, but you don't say it like child-with. Because with child means you're pregnant, so I'm going to have to think about this a little bit. I don't have a good expression for you, but the kids are home from school today. Yay. John Pickens has got traffic on. It is such an inconvenience for people.
Yippee.
When they're not expecting it, because you know you got to arrange childcare if you've got to work, and you just unpleasant. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to let you know about. We're flowing good on I-10, I-110, even Highway 29 is looking good right now. If you're traveling through Milton, I don't see any delays there either. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
You know, it's funny, the perspective of a child versus the perspective of the parent, right? For a child, when school is canceled, woo-hoo! From a parent, like, no. Right? And it's like camping as a kid. Woo-hoo, we're going camping. Everything is done for me. When you're an adult, you're like, okay, what do we got to buy? What do we got to pack? What do we got to make sure we didn't forget? It's so much work. Of course camping is fun for a kid. You don't have to do anything. 628 on News Radio 92.3. But my wife and I, you know, being outdoors is fun. Then when you have kids, you're like, I remember being outdoors being fun. John, David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
It's all so much work. Get it. Well, Hurricane Helene is forcing NASA to change its launch plans. The space agency says their crewed SpaceX launch that was originally scheduled for today has been pushed to Saturday. That mission will send NASA astronaut Nick Hague and a Russian cosmonaut to the space station. When they return in February, they'll be bringing the two astronauts who've been stuck aboard the space station since the Boeing Starliner incident there. They'll be coming back home.
I am surprised that NASA doesn't have a more advanced or refined system to send. We said it's crude, right?
We need the sad horn for jokes like that.
We need something. Go on.
FEMA is setting up shop at the Maxwell Air Force Base in Alabama as they wait on Helene's landfall tonight in the Big Bend. They've got about 450 trucks packed with food, water, cots, and generators, and they'll be sending those to the impacted areas.
Oh, yeah. Did you see the pictures of the fairgrounds packed out with
all the line crews?
Yeah, man.
looks like a huge response there, just waiting for everything. 50 Cent has a docuseries that's headed to Netflix about Sean Diddy Combs' legal issues. That was quick. The rapper shared a Variety report on social media about the series. He said, quote, "You didn't believe me, but I bet you believe me now." So okay. We'll see what happens there. Actually, Netflix does really good on their docuseries.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And by the way, nobody loves And I Told You So, like, nobody loves And I Told You right. Even when you're right, nobody loves to hear it. Oh, I did get some immediate audience reaction eventually from the joke I told about the NASA.
Boo.
6:30 here on News Radio 92.3. Never gets old. Seafood Festival. Seafood Festival is coming up September 27th through the 29th. Ooh, that's still on, right? We haven't had any. They were watching, but it's still on. Good. Okay, Shred-a-thon is coming up with WAR and Cat Country 8 to 11 on October the 5th at the fairgrounds. Two bags, two boxes, 50 pounds per car.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. Florida bracing for Hurricane Helene. It's expected to make landfall in the state as a powerful Category 4. Hurricane today. Landfall is expected later tonight along the Panhandle Big Bend region with up to a 20-foot storm surge, hurricane force winds, and over a foot of rainfall. That's Fox senior meteorologist Janice Dean. A Manhattan grand jury indicted New York City Mayor Eric Adams on federal criminal charges. Morgan McKee with Fox 5 New York.
From what I'm hearing from sources is that this indictment could be tied to the federal investigation looking into whether Mayor Eric Adams accepted illegal campaign donations in part from the Turkish government.
Adams says he's not going to step down.
Make no mistake, you elected me to lead this city, and lead it, I will.
The indictment going to be unsealed later today. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 73 degrees and looks mostly cloudy right now in Pensacola. Defense attorneys for Navy Chief Petty Officer Bree Kuhn's murder trial have rested their case early. Kuhn is on trial for the first-degree premeditated murder of her husband, Colin Turner, who was shot several times while on the phone with a 911 dispatcher in 2021. The News Journal reports that during Wednesday's court proceedings, Kuhn's brother, Eric, testified, said he heard the incidents that led up to the fatal shooting. He described hearing screaming and things being hit and said he knew his sister had a gun. And jury deliberations in that case will start today. The surgeon that mistakenly removed a man's liver instead of his spleen at a hospital in Miramar Beach has now had his medical license suspended. The News Journal reporting that the Florida Department of Health has issued an emergency order suspending Dr. Thomas Shaknovsky's license for violating state statutes regarding medical care, making grievous mistakes, and dishonestly covering up his actions. The state began investigating Dr. Shaknovsky after 70-year-old Bill Bryan bled to death on the operating table. His liver was removed. Bryan was supposed to have an emergency spleen removal surgery. The state order said that wasn't the first incident where Dr. Shaknovsky operated on the wrong body part. FDOH is planning to seek a formal revocation of Shaknovsky's license. He's also being investigated for possible criminal negligence by the Walton County Sheriff's Office. Well, forecasters say Hurricane Helene will make landfall tonight in the Big Bend area. The storm expected to bring life-threatening storm surge, damaging winds, and floods to a lot of the state of Florida and also to the southeastern U.S.
It is a fast-moving storm. It's projected to leave up to 12 inches of rainfall, and the storm surge could reach 10 to 15 feet in some areas.
And Governor Ron DeSantis, he says people should expect widespread power outages in that area, and Helene could make landfall as a Category 3, possibly even Category 4 storm later tonight. As of last check, it was about 300 miles southwest of Tampa. And Tallahassee has never taken a direct hit from a major hurricane. That has their mayor, John Daly, issuing this warning.
If our community remains central in Helene's path as forecasted, we will see unprecedented damage like nothing we have ever experienced before as a community.
And mandatory evacuations have been ordered for manufactured homes in Leon County. They've opened risk shelters at 7 schools in the area, and residents being told to prepare for the worst. They say recovery there will be a marathon and not a sprint. Well, work continuing at ECUA to inspect water lines for lead pipes. Both main lines and private lines leading into residents' homes were a couple weeks out now from a mid-October deadline for utilities to provide an initial assessment of where lead pipes are still being used.
We have reduced our inventory of 102,000 services down to only 19% of that number that we don't have confirmed no lead in service lines beyond the meter going to the private homes.
That's ECUA Executive Director Bruce Woody, and he says our area is in pretty good shape because there have been strict guidelines restricting the use of lead pipes since at least the 1940s. Well, it's 6:35 now, News Radio 92.3, and John Pickens has a look at our traffic on the fives.
That's right, brought to you by Bank of America. Bank of America has powerful digital solutions for local and global businesses, so you can make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/banking for business to learn more. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly this morning, not seeing any delays there. Also, Highway 29 is looking good, just a little bit of congestion. Other than that, things are looking good. No traffic delays or accidents to let you know about. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We will have a chance of rain as we go throughout the day today. Otherwise, cloudy skies and breezy conditions. We are under a wind advisory today as Helene makes its way to our east. Going to be making landfall in the Big Bend for us locally. Wind advisory in place. 20 to 30 mile an hour winds gusting even higher. Stay connected. Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 73 in Pensacola, 74 in Gulf Breeze, 73 in Milton. Our next news at 7 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. An executive at cybersecurity company CrowdStrike has apologized while testifying to Congress regarding the global technology outage that occurred over the summer. The company has blamed a bug in an update that allowed its cybersecurity systems to push bad data out to millions of customers. It resulted in grounded flights, took TV broadcasts off the air, and more. Boeing has extended the deadline for the union representing striking factory workers to consider a revised contract offer, which includes larger pay raises and more bonus money. However, it is unclear if the union will schedule a ratification vote on the proposal, as striking workers claim the offer still falls short of their demands. The Swiss National Bank has lowered its key interest rate by 25 basis points to 1%. The trim, which has been anticipated by more than 30 analysts surveyed by Reuters, marked the SNB's third interest rate cut of this year. Futures are moderately higher. That's Your Money Now.
It's the return of 0% financing for a very popular Volkswagen from Peakmore Imports. The 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan is now available with 0% financing for a full 60 months. The already discounted Tiguan S is now from $29,499 with a choice to finance through Volkswagen Credit at 0% for a full 5 years. But if 0% isn't your thing, take an additional $2,000 off the already discounted price for a lower sale price of $27,499. And low rates like 2.9% for 60 months are available on the 2024 family-sized Atlas. Or the choice of $3,000 in customer cash. And the Atlas Cross Sport with 2.9% for 60 months are the choice of $2,500 in customer cash. The numbers are looking better and better at Peakmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices.
Special APR rate for qualified credit through PCI and a standalone offer not to be combined with customer cash discount. Sell price before tax, tax title, and income fees. See Peakmore for details.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From First Time Nana Moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To Annual Girls Trip Moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him today at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Got no reason for the things I fear, the things that plague me when I see and hear. Dime's a nickel and a nickel's none. I'll throw myself into the Sunday sun.
Good morning, 641 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. A quick note, I had told you that I wasn't sure about the NAS Pensacola essential personnel status because I know Channel 3 has been saying that, but I had not seen that myself personally, and I just checked with the PAO, Bruce Kamins, and he says that the base is closed to the public today, which we knew that, and museum is going to be closed today, closed entirely. Anybody assigned to a tenant command is advised to check with their commands for reporting. Okay, so there's not a base-wide closure of people. You know, it's check with your tenant command and make sure, which I'm sure many of you have done or have done already. And then NES Pensacola itself will maintain essential personnel beginning at noon today. Okay, so that's kind of your total collage of facts there. NES Whiting Field already put out an announcement, essential personnel, yesterday. Hurlburt, same thing yesterday. Eglin was kind of an unusual one. Eglin, you know, kind of... Eglin's not as forthcoming as some of the other bases about what's going on. But, you know, so... But I'm sure if you work there, you know... I don't need to tell you what you need to know. If you work there, you probably already know, right? It's kind of how I look at that. Pensacola City Council meeting. Unknown. And here's the thing. So last night at 10 o'clock, Pensacola City announced the closure of all city government buildings today. I inferred from that that would include the city council meeting wouldn't be happening because that's a city government building and that's today. But I have just checked and... we're not sure yet. So I'm trying to find out whether there's going to be a city council meeting. I have conflicting information. On the one hand, I've been told that there's a 9:30 reevaluation meeting, and I've also been told the city government buildings are closed. So I don't know whether the city council is going to take up the camping ordinance tonight. I just don't know. And we will certainly tell you as soon as we know, because I know that's something that a lot of you are interested in. But, you know, we'll see. The Navarre Beach Pier is closed until Friday. Galfond's National Seashore Fort Pickens area is closed until it reopens. Santa Rosa County Commission meeting is happening. The rezoning meeting tonight is on a to-be-decided basis. And then, of course, all the schools are closed. UWF, PSC, Escambia, and Santa Rosa schools are all closed today. What we are expecting out of this storm here locally is, frankly, I think we're expecting not much. You know, we are under a wind advisory starting at noon today, and that's important for the schools. You know, when there's a wind advisory, they kind of, their hands are kind of tied. That is in effect starting at noon today, but we've moved into the 0 to 2 inches, like 0 inches of rain likely, the lower probability of tropical storm force winds. And so, you know, I suspect that what we're all going to be saying tomorrow is, well, we're praying for those people over there. We're praying for those people over there, which it's going to be bad for those people over there. 6:43 on News Radio 92.3. In other news, outside of what's going on with the storm, the minimum wage is set to go up. You remember we put in place that minimum wage stair-step ladder, whatever you want to call it, a couple of years ago? Well, it's going to go up again. Starting October 1st, everybody gets a raise who works at minimum wage. And so you're going to go up to $13 an hour starting on Monday. And then it's going to be $14 an hour next year. And then it's, sorry, it's is that right? Yeah, to $15 an hour. It's $1 an hour every year on September 30th until 2026 when it hits $15 an hour. Minimum wage for tipped employees will be $9.98. I can paint that barn for $9.98. just make it 10, man. Anyway, but not, it's so much easier to remember, right? $9.98 an hour starting Monday, which is also an increase of $1. And minimum wage federally is still 7.25. What's interesting about this is there are employees who work at places that are not considered tipped employees. I'm thinking of these places where you like go to the counter and you can tip, you know, which I always think is super weird because if I'm at the counter, I'm doing the work. If you're coming to my table, you're doing the work. That's the difference, right? Okay. But, you know, you go to the counter and you can offer a tip at a lot of your sort of medium food, fast food kind of places. Well, those employees get those tips, but they're not considered tipped employees because they don't make enough of their money off of tips. But they do make a couple of bucks an hour, is pretty normal. So here's where you get into a very interesting situation. Managers typically at these kind of places are not tipped. So managers might be making, let's say, $14 an hour. Employees are making 12 bucks an hour plus tips, might already be making more than the manager. When their pay goes up a buck on Monday, manager's pay doesn't go up, and they're making tips, it's going to be really common, I would think, at a lot of your sort of, you know, fast to medium casual, fast casual kind of restaurants and other places that do tips, where they're going to be making probably 15 or 16 bucks an hour, and the manager's still going to be making 14. Which is, you know, not the best for the managers, right? That's an example of what they call wage compression. It's not exactly wage compression, but it's in practice, it really is. That if you raise the low threshold, you actually make it so the people that are in the middle with a little bit of experience are actually, you know, not seeing either the benefit of that experience or, in this case, because of tips, not getting, you know, getting the opposite. 437-1620, John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. Just seeing a minor delay if we're just being picky on Highway 29 and 9 Mile at that intersection. But other than that, traffic is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Other laws that are going to go into effect, you're going to be able to buy Jimmy Buffett license plates, Margaritaville license plates, apparently. Of course, we've been talking about the homeless. The homeless ordinance goes into place where you can't camp in public starting on October 1st and starting January 1st. If the local government doesn't do its job to clean out the homeless from these areas, then they can be sued. And then there's other laws that are pending, possibly like the city of Pensacola. We talked about quite a bunch. You can buy other license plates that are coming into effect. Universal Orlando Resort. That was such, strikes me as a weird, like, who Universal Orlando license plates? Are there a lot of people that want to, I mean, I don't know. I mean, the Harry Potter rides are good, but support general aviation license plate. That's interesting. Recycle Florida. Like, do recycling in Florida, not put us in the hopper. Boating capital of the world, apparently, is also a license plate. And this is my favorite. This is great. The Villages. May all your dreams come true. Hookup capital of Eldertown, by the way. come on, you know it's true. You know, you get a bunch of older folks all hanging out together, riding in their golf carts, drinking their champagne, watching their sunsets, and enjoying each other's company. Let's see. It's a third-degree felony starting on, is Monday the 1st or is Monday the 30th? I can't do my math real quick. Anyway, on the 1st, HB 549 makes it a third-degree felony to be part of a group of five or more people who overwhelm a merchant to conduct retail theft. Remember that law that was put into place that you wouldn't have the, like, flash mob thefts? So that now escalates the punishment for that. Disclosing information to home buyers. HB 1049 goes into effect, such as whether the properties have had flood damage and notification that homeowners' insurance policies don't include coverage for flood damage. Well, that's every... I mean, do you just have to tell everybody all the time that that's... I guess that'd be the case. Digital voyeurism, HB 1389. including increasing criminal penalties for offenders age 19 or over that are family members or hold positions of authority over the victim. So this is actually making it harsher if you are in a position of betrayal of trust, kind of, for these people, if you take the inappropriate photos. And SB 1628 requires local governments to complete business impact statements before adopting comprehensive plan amendments and land development regulations. So this is another in that series of, before you make laws that might adversely affect anything, you've got to do a business impact statement and say how it's going to do. 6:49 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Mornings. What was this note? My daughter is considered a tipped employee at, it's Sonic, and she gets the tip wage. Interesting.
You know, I was just about to ask you, because my son works.
At Sonic?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because that's one where, yes, it's a drive-in, and yes, it feels like they're coming to you, but it's a fast food they bring to you, and so it can feel like not. We always tip at Sonic, but, you know, maybe people feel like they shouldn't tip as much as they tip at a restaurant because, you know, the service level is not as high, but that's interesting that they are considered tipped employees, so they make $10 an hour starting on Monday instead of the, you know, what it is now. What is it now? Do you know what it is now? I don't know what it is right now.
I don't know.
Well, it's $8.98 because it goes up to $9.98 a buck. All right. 6:50 on News Radio 92.3. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, or you have questions about, for example, you know, flood insurance, or what about, you know, just home insurance in general, that's really become a wrinkle in Florida over the last couple of years, as most of you are well aware. But you might not realize, if you haven't bought or sold a home, how much it can change what you do buying or selling, because, you know, it's becoming standard that you can't get house insurance if your roof is too old, water heater is too old, your air conditioning is wrong, or your plumbing under your sink. Like, you may have to apply for insurance if the plumbing looks rusty. They may decline you. Well, all of those are factors in buying a home, because obviously you have to get insurance to get a mortgage, and you have to do all that in order to buy it and be able to take ownership of it. So you got to know you're going to be able to insure it. Well, what if the roof is too old? Well, so that means as a seller, you may have to agree to buy a new roof that you didn't think you did because the roof is only 8 years old or something. So these are all factors to consider buying or selling. And when you get a real estate agent, you want to make sure they know this stuff. Well, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Ranky Realty, they know this stuff cold. They do it all the time. They sold 175 homes last year, 122 so far this year. And, you know, the whole industry is kind of down, but they're doing pretty well here locally because they know their stuff and they make good relationships and they get it done. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Ranky Realty.
PenAir Credit Union's new high-yield checking account helps members elevate their financial journey when they need it most. Earn 4% APY simply by enrolling in e-statements and making a deposit of $250 or more once a month. It's that simple. Get started online by visiting penair.org or visit one of our 12 convenient locations in Northwest Florida and South Alabama. It's okay to think big. PenAir's high-yield checking account pays up to 4% annual percentage yield with e-statement and a monthly ACH deposit of $250 or more. For details, go to penair.org/checking.
Did you know the Port of Pensacola is more than just a name? It's the economic engine of Northwest Florida, a strategic powerhouse fueling growth with over 30 top-tier businesses like CEMEX, General Electric Verona Wind Energy, and soon, the world-renowned American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the port has been the heartbeat of our region's success, driving prosperity and opportunity. Discover the force behind our future at portofpensacola.com.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, there's
there's something awfully screwy going on around here.
Good morning, 6:54 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Looking forward to having the day with the kids today. I know. But look, they have to close school when they're worried about the wind, okay? And they have to be worried about the wind because there's actually a wind advisory for our area starting at noon. And, you know, I know. It feels like that, you know, decision gets made too often prematurely, but just remember the last time the kids were home from school because of a similar kind of situation, we had, George Stone got the bins thrown around and there was awnings and roof damage over at the high school on Longleaf. I mean, there were portions of our area that got pretty severe stuff that, you know, thank God there were no kids in those schools. I mean, it's a hard decision to make. They get a lot of negative flack for it. But you would never, ever, ever want to be the superintendent that didn't close schools when something bad happens, right? I mean, you know, how are you going to explain that decision to anybody? 6:55 on News Radio 92.3, John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. Just a minor delay if you're on Highway 90 coming from Pace into Pensacola. You're going to see a delay at that light where it splits off with Scenic. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David, if we send you to go embed in the Tallahassee EOC where the walls will take a Category 5, but the roof is only rated to a Category 3 due to, well, they opted for the LX trim on the EOC back in 96. Are you going there?
Well, I'll take my umbrella just in case. I don't want to get rained on.
An umbrella's going to protect you from the roof, huh?
Does he get combat pay if the roof comes?
Oh, interesting question. All right, there you go. What's going
on? I'm guessing
the news?
No.
Yeah, probably the answer. No.
Well, flights apparently being canceled or delayed all across the Southeast as Helene gets closer. As of the last check, about 1,100 flights had been canceled across the U.S., many of those into and out of Tampa. About 400 flights have been delayed. Now, checking locally, we're seeing just a handful of cancellations and delays, most of them affecting Tampa, Atlanta, and Orlando flights. So if you're headed from Pensacola to any of those locations, you may want to check before you head out to the airport. State of Alabama preparing to execute its second death row inmate with nitrogen gas. 59-year-old Alan Eugene Miller, convicted of killing three workers in 1999. He's set to be executed sometime between midnight tonight and early tomorrow morning. And federal prosecutors expected to unseal a criminal indictment against New York City Mayor Eric Adams today. And still really no official word what this is all about, but some of the rumors flying around say it could be related to a corruption investigation focusing on whether his campaign received illegal contributions from a foreign government.
I don't know why, but it all of a sudden struck me funny the way you said that. They're going to unseal the indictment. It's an indictment reveal party.
Yes.
And like, you know, we're going to have different color smoke and confetti depending on what the crime is. If it's foreign influence, we have purple smoke. And, you know, if it's sexual allegations, we have orange smoke. And if
I'm having you plan whatever my next party is, you've got the best ideas.
The indictment reveal party. that's all of it. Because I think of unsealed. What's in there? David, thanks so much for the update. Oh, I did get good we have really, really good local government employees. We really do. We have a good number of very good elected leaders, and we have a good number of not so great elected leaders. But the generally speaking, the employees are fabulous in Pensacola City, Gulf Breeze City, Santa Rosa County, Escambia County, Milton. Yeah, even Milton. It's the elected leaders of the problem, and not even all of them, just a couple of them. Anyway, but Amy Miller, who is the city manager right now, I asked her because I've been getting conflicting information about city council meetings. She says they're going to evaluate this morning at about 8:30. They're going to get an emergency planning briefing, and then they're going to see what that brings in terms of whether city council meeting tonight is on or off. So, yes, city offices are closed, but the actual city council meeting might be on. we'll see. And again, the camping ordinance is, I think, probably going to be the big hubbub at that meeting. That's the one that they're going to discuss quite a bit. I think I can safely make this joke now. I'm probably going to get in trouble for making this joke, but I'll make it anyway. You know how I knew that Helene was not going to come here? Because Tim Kinsel is not the city manager yet. Too soon? Dude, I love Tim so much. That's a Sally joke. Can we make Sally jokes? Is it too soon to make Sally? It's been 4 years. Make Sally jokes. All right. I probably didn't do that. I probably shouldn't have said that, but I don't know. Sometimes you say it.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.